And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 14th of April, 2015. 1828, on this date, Noah Webster's American Dictionary of the English Language was published. It came at a time when Americans could hardly communicate with each other because regional dialects were so drastically different. Noah Webster was a school teacher. The textbooks in his school were from England. The student spelling was terrible. Bad spelling was a general condition in America. People assumed that there were several different spellings for any word. So he'd put together a spelling book. It was Webster who took the letter U out of English words like color and honor. And he spelled theater and center E-R instead of R-E. And he started compiling his dictionary, introducing American words, some of them derived from Native American languages: skunk, squash, wigwam, hickory, opossum, lengthy, and presidential, and Congress, and caucus, which were not so relevant in England. Spent almost 30 years on the dictionary. It cost so much when it came out, though, $15, $20, huge amount in 1828, and Webster died in 1843 without having sold many copies. He traveled around promoting the dictionary, lobbied for copyright law, wrote his own edition of the Bible, compiled a dictionary of medical conditions. He did the first census, and a recent biography of him argued that Noah Webster would today be diagnosed with obsessive-compulsive personality disorder. It was on this day, 1865, President Abraham Lincoln was shot by John Wilkes Booth in Ford's Theater in Washington, just 5 days after the surrender of the Civil War's Confederate leader, General Robert E. Lee. It was on this night 100 years ago, the Titanic struck an iceberg on its way from Southampton, England, to New York City. The ship was designed with watertight compartments to withstand a head-on or side impact collision. Instead, it scraped along the side of an iceberg for 10 seconds, trying to avoid it, and it tore open numerous separate compartments. Less than an hour before, a ship nearby tried to radio the Titanic to be aware of ice ahead, and the ship's radio operator on duty, overwhelmed with his job of relaying personal messages to passengers, said, "Shut up, I'm busy." And a big day in the newspaper business. It's the anniversary of the first self-feeding rotary printing press in Baltimore. William Bullock was the inventor. 1863 was the date. Here's a poem for today by David Ray entitled "Doing Without." Doing without is an interesting custom involving such invisible items as the food that's not on the table, the clothes that are not on the back, the radio whose only music is silence. Doing without is a great protector of reputations, since all places one cannot go are fabulous, and only the rare and enlightened plowman in his field or on his mountain does not overrate what he does not or cannot have. Saluting through their windows of cathedral glass, those restaurants we must not enter unless, like burglars, we become subject to arrest. We greet with our twinkling eyes the faces of others who do without, the lady with the fishing pole and the man who looks amused to have discovered on a walk another piece of firewood. Doing Without, a poem by David Ray, from Gathering Firewood, published by Wesleyan University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.